All right, so we're diving back in, ready to really dig deep into some recent teaching, you know?
Yeah, always good to unpack, think through these things together.
For sure, especially from that Wednesday, April 2nd lesson, 2025.
Right, the one from 1 John.
Yep, over on that New Life Benson YouTube channel. A lot to consider there, especially, you know, for us as Christians trying to live this life, you know, in times like these.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's getting, well, you know, a lot of darkness out there.
No kidding. And this whole idea of, well, forgiveness and confession, what that all means for us.
Right from the start, the teacher really honed in on that, the whole the confessing our sin thing. You know, he was saying that's like a mark of a true believer. Like you can tell, he said, who's really following Christ by if they're willing to admit, you know, they mess up.
Makes you think, for sure. And then, I mean, talk about encouraging. He gets into that, what do you call it? The glory of the gospel.
Oh yeah, the complete forgiveness, he was saying. Like every sin, past, present, you name it, gone. If you're, well, you know, if you've truly accepted Christ.
That's just, I don't know, just huge to think about that, you know.
Absolutely. And he made sure we knew it wasn't just like surface level forgiveness either. He
Right.
was talking about, you know, it gets rid of all the yuck that comes with sin, the defilement, the shame, even the punishment we honestly deserve.
And then, like, replaces it all with, you know, with God's
And
righteousness.
security in Christ, that eternal reward, all of that just.
Wow. And this forgiveness, it's not like temporary either. He made that super clear. Once you're in Christ, he was saying it's done.
For good. He
Yeah.
even brought up Romans 8, one, you know, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
So powerful.
And ties right into that whole idea from Romans 8:28 about, you know, God working everything for good.
Yeah, for those who love him.
Exactly. It's all connected.
And then he went even deeper with those verses, Romans 8, 29 and 30, going through each part like foreknowledge,
God knowing us beforehand,
right? And predestination,
God choosing us, setting us apart.
calling, justification, glorification. It's like he was laying out this, like, I don't know, unbreakable chain or something from start to finish, how God guarantees our salvation.
Absolutely. He was saying, look, if God, in his infinite wisdom, knew us, loved us, chose us before we were even a thought.
He's going to see it through.
Exactly. There's a certainty there. It's incredibly comforting, you know.
No doubt. And then to really drive it home, he brings in Romans 8, 35 through 39.
That powerful passage, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing can, is the answer, of course.
Nothing. And he even touched on that whole, you know, TULIP acronym.
Yeah, from Calvinism, that framework of.
Total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, perseverance of the saints.
Right, exactly. He was saying it's one way to understand this, well, this amazing security we have in Christ.
But also, you know, acknowledging other views out there, like Arminianism, it's good to know about those different perspectives,
Well,
really.
absolutely. And he went even further, pulling other scriptures like Romans 4, 7, and 8, you know, talking about those who are forgiven, their sins covered.
Blessed are they, the verses.
And Galatians chapter 3, the freedom from that curse of the law through Christ's sacrifice, powerful stuff.
So much freedom. In Ephesians 1:7, redemption through his blood, the forgiveness, all because of his amazing grace. It's almost too much to comprehend, you know.
I know what you mean. And then he so simply, so powerfully stated that God's grace, it is greater than our sin, like in Romans 5:20.
I mean, that's something to hold on to.
Absolutely. But, you know, it brings up a question, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
If all our sins are forgiven, then, well, why all this talk about confessing?
Right. Why bother if it's already taken care of, you know?
And the teacher, he addressed that head on, focused specifically on 1 John 1:9.
That if we confess our sins, passage.
Exactly. And his take was, well, it's not so much a command, you know, like a do this to be saved kind of thing.
More of a like an observation almost.
Yeah, statement of fact about, well, about true believers. Like if you're truly following Christ, he was saying you're going to be, well, a habitual confessor.
Interesting way to put it.
He was clarifying, you know, it's not about earning that forgiveness again and again because that's already done,
Right, settled.
but it's about showing a heart that's, you know, truly sorry, that wants to turn away from sin and I guess to keep experiencing the fullness of that forgiveness.
Day to day, living it out.
Yeah, exactly. And then he brought it back to the Lord's Supper. Really powerful.
Oh, yeah.
He was reminding us to come to the table, you know, with a heart that's, well, examined itself, confessed any sin.
To avoid, he said, God's chastening.
Right. It's a serious thing, but important to remember.
For sure. And to illustrate that, he brought in King David and that whole Psalm 32 thing.
Oh, yeah. Even David, you know, a man after God's own heart and all.
Went through some stuff because he held on to that unconfessed sin emotionally, physically, the whole nine yards.
And only found relief, you know, that restoration, when he finally let it go, confessed.
Shows you, even as believers, we can, well, we can distance ourselves from God, you know, if we're not dealing with our sin.
It's not about losing salvation, he was saying, but about keeping that close connection with the Lord.
That intimacy, that joy, that freedom, it all comes from that right relationship.
Really important distinction. And then he shifted gears a bit, talked about a view that's been going around that Christians should, you know, never ask for forgiveness again.
Oh, I heard that.
Saying it shows a lack of faith, like you don't believe Christ's work is enough.
He didn't seem too happy about that idea.
He called it out straight up. Antinomianism, he said, the belief that once saved, you don't have to obey God's law anymore.
Sounds kind of, I don't know, slippery.
He thought so too. Dangerous, he called it. Misleading. He's convinced that God, you know, he sees our sin, even as believers, and that ignoring it can lead to, well, to discipline.
That loving correction.
Yeah, to bring us back to him. He even used Jesus' own words from Luke 11:4, where he teaches us to pray, forgive us our sins.
Hard to argue with that.
Right. And then he addressed that whole argument that, oh, that verse only applies to the old covenant, not us.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
He completely shut it down. Said, salvation's always been through faith in the Old Testament, the New Testament. It's consistent. He used David again, Psalm 32, even Abraham as examples.
Yeah, God's grace has always been there.
Always. Then he brought in someone from the congregation, their perspective, saying confession, it brings humility and freedom. A blessing, really.
Powerful.
And someone else pointed out that even though David messed up big time, he was still called a man after God's own heart.
Really shows you God's grace, his unwavering love.
No matter what. And, you know, mention that confession. It reminds us of that love again and again.
Like a constant reassurance.
So bottom line, you know, as we try to walk this Christian walk in this crazy world, we've got to remember, forgiveness, it's done, secured through Christ. But
that doesn't mean we just, you know, ignore our sin.
Confession, repentance, that's how we stay close to God, how we experience his grace.
It's ongoing, a way of life.
And I think the teacher left us with a really good question to think about, you know, how does knowing that God's forgiveness is forever, how does that change the way we approach confession?
Yeah, that's something to really chew on.
No fear, no shame, just humility and a desire for more of him. That's the goal.
So much to think about, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks for diving in with me on this.